Welcome to The Word at Westminster, a podcast with talks, studies, interviews, sermons, and more from Westminster Church in Barrie, Canada. It's about learning and living God's Word.
Every so often, we release an Intel report, a feature to equip today's disciple with news from the front. This is news from the wider world that you might not otherwise hear about, but which will help you in your discipleship and in the wider battle of faith and life. Here's the latest edition. It is called Dr. Jeremiah Johnston and the Shroud of Turin. For centuries, people have considered the Shroud of Turin a hoax. How could we possibly have access to Jesus' burial cloth? By the way, in case you're wondering, the reason it is called the Shroud or Cloth of Turin is because it is kept in Turin, Italy. Dr. Johnston is the author of a new book, The Jesus Discoveries, 10 Historic Finds That Bring Us Face to Face with Jesus. In it, he has some pretty mind-stretching things to say. He is the president and founder of the Christian Thinker Society. He is a pastor of apologetics and cultural engagement at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Texas. He has his PhD from Middlesex University in the United Kingdom, and he did his doctoral residency at Oxford. He is an elected member of the preeminent New Testament Scholarly Guild Studiorum Novi Testamenti Societas. I don't speak Latin, so hopefully I got that right. And he's the author of 15 books and an expert in the historical Jesus. Recently, he spoke with Sean Ryan, a wildly popular podcast host. Each episode has millions of listeners. They talk about the various scientifically proven facts about the Shroud. What does the carbon dating say? What about the kind of material? What do we learn from the microscopic pollen on the Shroud? What about this person's blood type? And what does the blood tell us about the psychological trauma the victim was experiencing? According to high-resolution imaging, we can see that the person from the Shroud has marks of being severely flogged, wearing a crown of thorns, being thrust through with a spear, and being crucified. How do these details line up with what we are told in the Gospels? This edition of the Intel Report links to his interview with Sean, which you can find in the text version of this post and podcast. There is a video version on YouTube, which may be good also to tune into since you can there see many of the historic artifacts that Dr. Johnston shares. But there is also an audio version as well. Now, keep in mind that Sean's language is a bit rough around the edges at a few points, if you know what I mean. So this is not an endorsement of all that, but the interview is quite exceptional. As he will explain, Dr. Johnston was an academic skeptic, but along with a growing number of people, he has become convinced not only that the Shroud is real, but that it is scientific proof not only of the crucifixion of Jesus, but of his resurrection. Wow. So here's the latest edition of the Intel Report. Enjoy.